بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancer's tumor, Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
On the occasion of the 40th anniversary of the victory of the Islamic Revolution, February 11th, 2019. Justice and fight against corruption. These two virtues necessitate each other. Economic, moral, and political corruption are like tumors in the body of countries and governments. If found in the body of a system of governance, they would constitute a devastating quake and a heavy blow to their legitimacy. And for an establishment like the Islamic Republic that requires beyond the common legitimacy and social acceptance, this is far more serious and fundamental than for any other systems. The temptations of wealth, power, and rank weaken some, even in the most resembling of all governments to Imam Ali's governance, that is, Amir al-Mu'mineen's own government. Thus, the hazard posed by the emergence of such a threat in the Islamic Republic, whose officials once competed each other in revolutionary piety and maintaining a simple lifestyle, has never been and still is not far from probable. This makes the constant presence of an efficient organization with sharp eyes and decisive actions within the three branches of powers, executive, legislature, judiciary, necessary, in order to truly fight corruption, especially in governmental bodies.
دنیای اسلام یک
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
Of course, the proportion of corrupt individuals among the officials of the Islamic Republic is much smaller than that of many other countries, and particularly to that of the Pahlavi regime, which was totally corrupt and encouraged corruption. And thanks be to God, the agents of this system have mostly stayed clean from it. However, even the slightest corruption is unacceptable. Everyone must know that economic transparency is the precondition for the legitimacy for all officials of the Islamic Republic. Everybody must beware of the evil of greed and avoid illegitimate earnings and supplicate to God to help them in this regard. Supervising and governmental organizations must prevent corruption from being conceived and fight its spread with sincerity and sensitivity.
I wanna thank you for all the things that you've done.